This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, running out of gas, plus Tesla in the graveyard and old batteries. You'll hear it in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
She was eating lunch at a meeting three, and that's where she met me. She wrote her name on a napkin with her address and telephone. She had an ass that would not wait. I had the all-you-could-eat meatloaf plate, but wiped my mouth on that napkin. What a mistake, 'cause now her number's gone. I should have found something else to wipe it on, and her name is Jane Ketchup Stain. She lives on Mayonnaise Road. Her number was Heinz 574, something with the coleslaw area code. I don't know where she lives or who she is or what number to dial, but if I see her around town, I'll rewrite it all down on a dad blame paper towel. And her name was Jane Ketchup Stain. She lives on Mayonnaise Road. Her number was Heinz 574, something with the coleslaw area code. I don't know who she is or where she lives or what number to dial, but if I see her around town, I'll rewrite it all down on a dad blame paper towel.
Yeah.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This portion of our program, typically we read letters, which I really enjoy. And if you want to get them to us, it's Bob and Tom at bobandtom.com. And I've got a stack of them here, but really, really enjoy it. So thanks so much for taking the time and trouble to write. We try to get to as many as we can. Lots of different topics. And whatever's on your mind, we're happy to entertain that. Real quick. Like I said, on the way in here, stopped for gas, and a guy walked up to me and asked me who portrayed Maxwell Smart. I mean, like, what a weird... Hey, it's four in the morning, and I've got a guy walking, hey, hi, aren't you Tom?
He knew you were his go-to guy
and
for that,
he
though.
Knew you would know.
And he was delighted when I told him that's
now,
the great...
Now, you
great
stopping for gas done early in the morning,
now,
I don't
that's
see that.
That's weird, that is isn't odd. It?
What's you don't do that normally, do you?
He's you're paranoid. Well,
see, Pat, here's this interesting thing I found out.
Yes.
When I get in my car, there's this light now that goes, you have 3 more miles of gas. Really shouldn't ignore that.
Is there a rule about that? Like, I've heard, I still got 25 miles when it says such and such.
Oh, right.
Isn't there, or is it a hard, fast rule when it comes on, you're out of gas?
It depends on the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
My daughter had a, what was that? It was a
Subaru?
Jeep, no, it was Jeep Cherokee. You know, that at one point, very good. That's very good. My son drives a Subaru.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, he likes women.
So does his wife. He likes women.
Yeah.
I don't know about her.
I'm gay for women.
Well, this is awkward. But I got in my old house, I got in the car, it said it had seven miles left.
It digitally reads out 7 miles left.
It was, and that was her Jeep Cherokee.
Wow, because mine will go, when I get around 20, mm-hmm. all of a sudden it just stops giving me numbers and says, you need gas.
Yeah.
So,
well, how about the finer numbers?
So no, but here's my point. So I you know where I used say, where yeah. I used to
good
live.
Luck, pal.
It, yeah. The gas station was less than a mile away. Went up the hill, took a left turn, ran out of gas on the bridge over the freeway.
Oh, okay.
Sam had to come get me.
So clearly there weren't.
So now you're paranoid about it.
Well, yeah, but I'm too stupid to remember to put gas.
I think
gas
they shut down a little sooner so that you, because apparently, like, if you actually just run out of gas,
yeah,
so bad for your car. So they might give you, like,
in this case, it did. It's happened to me twice with other people's cars.
But did you go 3 miles or less?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I just went up the hill.
Right.
So
was your car messing with you? Or
it was her car, but no, I don't know. I'm just
maybe
saying.
Maybe even going up the hill.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened.
But you have to, I really am glad that the car has that
thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
And the one I have now actually tells you, asks you a question. It goes, do you want me to direct you to the nearest gas station?
Mine does
how about
that?
Oh,
thank you. Yeah, mine does that. Not ooh, nice.
But Pat, there's a gas station on my way here that's always crowded. It's right off the freeway, and there's always trucks and stuff there.
So you don't think
the interstate the way.
So you don't think anything nefarious would happen at one that was crowded, right? A lot of witnesses?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah?
A lot of truck drivers are not going to let anybody screw around with you.
Mm-hmm. They're situated right.
They're honest guys. They're out there working hard.
You were approached by somebody. You're probably like, whoa, what's
this
guy?
Is there a truck driver's police force I don't know about?
Yeah, this
what
guy,
are you talking about?
I wasn't worried about this guy. He was wearing... I
was worried about this guy because he was wearing...
I wasn't worried about him.
Oh.
Because he looked like...
Because he was wearing the kind of shorts that Josh wears that I used to be able to wear that I can't wear anymore.
Cargo shorts.
Why can't you wear them?
He was wearing cargo shorts, mm-hmm. black socks, white tennis shoes. This guy wasn't going to mug me.
You don't know that. He could become the black sock mugger.
Yeah. He could be the cargo killer.
No, he had real thick glasses.
Well, this just in, the cargo killer struck again. Longtime radio host, in quotes, Tom Griswold.
So to answer your question, I think it depends on the car, that system. But
I haven't ran out of gas for 40 years, I bet.
Oh,
I've never run
once,
out of gas
once
in
every
my
year
life.
For me. Once every
this
day.
Is why I really? Could. This is why I can't get an electric car, because for sure I'd forget to charge it.
That's my point too, because I have a hybrid.
They are you'll never run out of gas.
Well, that's the hybrid. But do you? But because it'll say you only have 20 miles left on your gas tank. Does the electric motor kick in so you can still get?
I have no idea.
To the gas station?
I think it would be a selling point if electric cars, as they're starting to lose power, low power.
Yeah.
Your radio would.
Yes.
I think that would be.
That, I guarantee that would send people to the gas station.
That would send people.
It's funny
to at least want to test drive it to hear it do that.
Right.
I think that would be great.
So it would just stop to go. Now weekend with.
I'm gonna test drive a Cybertruck so I can go through a graveyard and see the bodies.
There was a Cybertruck.
What?
What?
Yeah, if you go, it's because it detects people around you. If you drive through,
it's one of the.
Are you
detect them?
Are you kidding?
No. It's a viral video. A guy took it into a graveyard, and I don't know what sort of video contraption he had, but you can plainly see a silhouette. Well, more than a silhouette, a white. It looks like a classic ghost, but in a person shape walking around the car.
Yeah. One guy walked into a grave, and it detected people walking around his car.
Are you serious? Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, according to the video, but who knows what's AI anymore and what's not. But
they sounded freaked out.
It looks real AF, not AI.
But you can also go and detect corpses.
Yeah.
Coming up in the news, this is funny you'd bring this up. We have a news story today about a contact lens that has been developed that you can see stuff even with your eyes closed.
I don't understand.
It detects a certain type of molecule. I don't know what it is. But there's a lot of stuff coming up down the road. in the world of technology that's interesting.
Yeah, I saw a headline that said they can now record your dreams and play them back for you.
Oh, cool. I don't want to ever see that.
I don't want to see the one I had last night.
Oh, I do.
Me neither. I think that was
a... Oh, did you have a good one?
Oh, dear God.
It sounds like a Black Mirror episode.
That was a plot on Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be in the future. You can choose your dreams. And
all I'm saying is...
And then it goes wrong, of course.
This one couldn't be broadcast on...
All right. Good for you. Yeah.
We've been having a lot of those.
Yeah. Well, someone in that dream's not going to be walking right for a week.
What's the joke where I dreamed I was eating a marshmallow, I woke up, my pillow was gone. Is that a joke?
Okay.
And it's time for letters.
I have a letter.
Here's Christy.
This is from Valerie. Valerie says that her young man, her son, is going to be 5 today.
All right.
Happy birthday, Grant.
Grant, jump on the couch, Grant.
He's our biggest little fan, and because of us, he wants to grow up to be a radio DJ, he says.
Excellent, Grant.
He's totally hooked on all of us, and he'd love to know all of us personally. So we would like to say a very happy birthday to Grant, who lives in Fairfield,
I'll
Ohio.
I'll tell you this, Grant. It's never too early to start talking like this all the time.
Mama, I'll tell you what, Mama. I'd like you to pass me that oatmeal, but first a little bit of traffic and weather. Right now, Dad's upstairs putting his tie on. He's going to have a little traffic problem because you parked your Jeep in back of him. He's not happy about it.
Hey, wait a minute. Here comes Dad. Oh, it looks like he's in a rush. Okay, it's my dad. He'll be back.
All right. And speaking of rush, here's Working Man.
Get him, Grant.
The Working Man.
There's nothing. I've got one of my neighbors is a 5-year-old little boy.
Yes,
it's so funny. He's just the greatest guy. Hey, Tom.
I love that.
Can I come pet the dogs? Yeah, come on out here, Pen. And he comes out. He's just so intrigued by the dogs. And I always think that if the dogs could talk, they'd talk just like him.
Aww.
I got him his favorite football team jersey for his birthday. It's a little tiny one. Said to his mom, you realize you're going to have to wash this every day.
He didn't get me anything for my birthday.
He didn't get me anything. No.
He gave me a hug on mine.
What
he
now?
Hugged you?
Tom gave me a big, deep hug.
Are you serious?
You're
hugged you?
A dirty liar. He doesn't hug anybody.
He hasn't hugged any. Yeah.
I have a.
It's a dream I had that I want to replay.
I have a dumb question for the day here. Someone's got to help me with this.
Well, that's Friday, dumb question day.
And we were talking about running out of gas. Mm-hmm. Because I was putting gas in my car a little bit early this morning. If you have an electric car, can you carry around instead of a gas can?
Oh, like an extra battery?
Can you carry around like a little extra battery? Or similarly, is there like a truck service, a tow truck service? Do they have
a quick charge thing?
Sure.
I'm sure they do.
I don't know. I've never.
I don't know either.
That'll be the big. Isn't that the hurdle right now? Is that when it's an equivalent of pulling over to getting gas on a trip, you pull over and get charged in about the same time it takes to get gas?
Well, they've got some that they
do. It's real close right now.
It is?
Yeah.
Our electric guy is off today, so you need to hold these questions.
Well, the last time I rode with him, it took about... I mean, we had to get lunch.
Right.
So,
See, that's a hurdle.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I dragged my car off to get serviced last time, and the guy gave me a ride home in a Tesla. Mm-hmm. And we stopped at the Target store. You know, they've got that big charging thing.
Yeah.
We just sat there for 10 minutes. He gave it a little juice, enough to get to my house and back. So, but I have no idea. I mean, I'm just wondering, because you've never seen a guy, you've never seen a guy hitchhiking holding a battery. Hey, my car's down the road. Can you?
That's pretty fun.
Take me back to my car to get it. I don't know. Is there such a thing as like a mini?
There would have to be like a truck.
There'd have to be a truck, but I'm wondering if there like a handheld thing where you put four miles on your thing. So
be smart. If they don't, somebody should develop that.
Oh, I'm sure the geniuses of the.
I haven't changed the battery in a while. The car batteries still weigh 320 pounds.
Yes. I have to do that
and
tomorrow.
If you're not careful with your touch your shirt, it'll eat through your shirt. It's real fun.
Also, you can't just throw them away. Where do you take an old battery, by the way?
Oh, I just throw mine away.
What? Plenty of creeps around here, Chris.
Yeah.
No, on my way to work in the morning, I got like 5 or 6 batteries in the back. I pulled over. I put the flashers on.
Yeah, sure.
And then I dump them in the ditch and drive off.
Oh, my God.
What are the odds there's a close
Is that where the three-tailed squirrels live?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
They love it.
I saw an albino one the other day.
An albino squirrel?
An albino three-tailed squirrel.
Oh.
And you're in Battery Park, they call it.
Battery Park.
Why are we talking about this again?
I forget.
Oh, because
somebody ran out of gas
this morning.
Well, some of this has to do with a topic we'll be discussing later about the things you should know when you're 18.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and one of them is how to jump a car.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's important.
This happened. I know that really well.
See, I know.
It's gotten so tricky now.
Because that's the battery.
My old car, not the one I have now, to charge that one, the thing was in the back.
What?
Oh, really?
The negative post or something?
Yeah,
the battery was in the back?
Yes, it was so weird.
Are you sure?
And there was a little thing that was marked, and you clipped it onto that, not onto the battery.
But every time you do this, don't you still go, oh, God, I hope I have them on the right one.
Now, Tom, you said the battery was in the back. Are you sure that your car just wasn't backed into a space or something?
Could be. But the main point was you didn't put it on, what's it called, the anode? What is that thing called?
Anode, diode.
The nipple tit, whatever that's called.
What? The nipple tit, yeah, that's
it's
it.
It's called the nipple tit.
Yeah.
No, the tit nipple.
Nipple.
You know what I'm saying? That gray thing.
Yeah, you got to take that off.
I think there's a bush in there, too, a nipple tit.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
I'll leave it to you guys to go right there.
Well, the other interesting thing is, no matter what kind of car you have these days, if you have an issue with it, you can go to YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah, you sure
can. That's so true.
I found out how to. I was curious about the following process. Someone would come to my house and change my oil in the driveway, and then they drive off, and I never meet them. They just charge the credit card. I leave the keys in the car. I don't have to do anything.
This is perfect for you. You don't have to interface with a human being.
Right. Exactly.
The ideal day for you.
So the guy texts me and goes, I can't figure out how to reset your oil change indicator. So, So
yeah,
I went to YouTube and it did.
Yeah, you got to hold down 10 buttons at the same time.
Explanations and it's just like, okay, and by God, it works.
Well, here's a complicated one. My old house was built in 1930. And for reasons that are too complicated to explain, the garage was trapezoidal.
Okay.
So
hang on a minute. Trapezoid.
It was like a square with a triangle on the side.
Nope, that's
and
not it.
There was a car in there that was at an angle, and so it couldn't be towed out.
Oh, gee.
Oh, because you'd have to pull it sideways.
There's a stone wall, and the guy goes,
get a dolly.
Well, that's no joke.
No, the guy goes, car dollies,
but it's going to be $1,000 and 2 tow trucks.
No, you put salt on the floor. That way it's a slide right.
Anyway, to make a long story short, the guy goes, well, there's a way you can do this, but we have to get it out of gear. And the car wouldn't come out of gear. And it was an English vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, I know exactly.
Those of you that own one of these, I'm sure you're on good terms with your mechanic.
Yeah, an R&R.
So we had to figure out how to get it out of gear. So I went on YouTube, and I'm not kidding. It was some really delightful.
Did you have to use like a paper clip and point?
You've heard the story. No one ever would have guessed that.
The Mercedes is like that too.
So the guy, some Southern guy, going, well, here's what you do, and you had to go into you in a million years. You wouldn't guess it. You had to go with where you put the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called?
The cup holder.
At the bottom of the cup holder, there was a little tiny hole. You had to put a paper clip in that and take the bottom off of the thing. And then you could reach down, and there was a orange a rip cord.
And
you pulled that, and that would take it out of gear.
Is just design engineers having a little fun with whoever they're going to sell that car to.
But this guy with the tow truck guy, he goes, I know how to get every kind of car made into neutral. And I mean, he goes, I couldn't figure this one out, but there it was on YouTube, and it was some good old boy. Happy, it was great. But if you have trouble, go to YouTube, and there's someone that knows everything about your car, like getting yours back into the oil meter, whatever the hell it is.
Right.
But so thank you, YouTube.
Yes.
All that knowledge floating around out there. This has been a really good letter segment. We haven't gotten any letters yet.
No.
I
put the blame on myself.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Grant.
Yeah, Grant.
Grant's 5 years old. He's going to be a DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what. That hot chick is my mama.
Maybe we should play 5 for Friday for Grant. Whatever. If he has 5 requests, we'll play them.
Oh, he's 5 years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet he wants to hear.
What if they're all the filthiest bits we have?
I want to hear head shampoo.
Well, sorry, Grant, but the FCC doesn't let us play that anymore because you Yeah, let's face it. There are old white-haired pricks that don't know what comedy is.
Oh, that helps.
No, don't do that.
Sorry.
Boy, oh boy. You beat everything. You know that?
Your mom must be swell for her to take the time to write that
letter.
Yeah, it was very sweet.
And I, you know, made it condensed, but it's a very sweet letter.
Does Grant need a stepdaddy? I get a look at Mama. But
she said it's become our daily tradition to listen to your show, just like it was for me when I was a little girl listening with my mom. Right.
Okay. You know what, lady? Cram it.
Does she realize
how old she's saying we are, which we are, but there's no reason to highlight it.
Wait a minute. You're missing the whole point here. She's,
You think all I'd have to do is walk in and go, hi, I'm Chick McGee, and it'd be over.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What's the perfect woman is what? What's the rule? 1/3 your age plus 2?
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us. Half my age plus 7.
Yeah. Oh, plus 7. Oh, half. Yeah, oh, no, it's way too high.
Yeah. I thought I had that all.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.